Avoiding Global War. Early in the 21st century, we can envision three grave threats to global peace. In all three cases, the risk of a self-fulfilling descent into violence are far greater than the objective threats of war. The first, of course, is the prospect of a spreading conflict in the Middle East, one which could easily engulf the world. After 9/11, the American political leadership displayed the same kind of self-fulfilling paranoia that gripped Germany at the beginning of the last century. Vice President Richard Cheney enunciated the 1% doctrine, according to which a 1% threat against the United States would be regarded as a certainty rather than a low probability event. Yet in a world in which cooperation can so easily collapse, Vice President Cheney's alleged morbid fixation on low probability threats was much more likely to lead to self-fulfilling conflict than to true security for the United States. Sure enough, Cheney's fears led to a disastrous and unnecessary war in Iraq, one which continues into 2008 without surcease and continues to threaten a bonfire of violence engulfing hundreds of millions more people across the Islamic world. Similar worst-case planning now seems to trap U.S. policies vis-à-vis Iran. Rather than negotiate with Iranian leaders, American leaders focus at every turn on Iran's perfidious intentions. This is viewed by many as tough-minded realism. In truth, it is a self-fulfilling path to war. The second threat, closely related to the first, is the unbridled spread of nuclear weapons. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty seems to be breaking down, or at least to be at the breaking point. Iran's move toward nuclear status follows the recent spread of nuclear weapons to India, Pakistan, and North Korea. Each country has its reasons for seeking these weapons, the most important being that one or more of its feared enemies already possesses nuclear weapons. The third threat involves a replay of the disastrous military competition of the 20th century between leading and rising powers, but with China now playing the role of the rising power and the United States the role of the defensive leader. The 21st century rise of China will challenge global geopolitics at least as much as did the rise of industrial Germany and Japan in the 20th century. As a crowded and resource-poor industrial powerhouse, China will look to international markets and foreign alliances to secure its vital primary resources, just as Germany and Japan did in the 20th century. There is nothing inherently frightening about the rise in China's influence. A stronger China can be an ally that bears more of the global responsibilities. Yet many in America will no doubt feel threatened by the surge of Chinese power. Grievances will mount as Chinese diplomacy trumps the United States on repeated occasions, whether in securing oil fields in Asia and Africa, selling military equipment to other countries, or challenging U.S. positions in global negotiations. Already, some right-wing voices in the United States are calling for the containment of China, as if 1.3 billion people, with the world's fastest-growing economy, could conceivably be contained. These calls for containment are heard clearly by Chinese leaders, who in turn call for a strengthening of China's military power to defend against U.S. threats. A Chinese military buildup, of course, would then be a self-fulfilling prophecy of the fearmongers. It should be no surprise that 2006 brought such titles to American bookstores as The Coming China Wars, Where They Will Be Fought and How They Can Be Won, Showdown, Why China Wants War with the United States, and America's Coming War with China, A Collision Course Over Taiwan. Our very survival in the long run will be achieved by recognizing that the vast majority of people in the Middle East, China, India, and the rest of the world, just as in the United States, long for their own prosperity and security, not for domination over others. Our fears can easily get the best of us. We must therefore train ourselves and orient our foreign policy to understand the world not only as we would see it, but how others see it as well. That is the key to appreciating our common fate and common wealth on the planet.